Kính thưa quý vị, tôi là Nguyễn Bắc Truyển, hiện đang sinh sống tại Sài Gòn, Việt Nam. Tôi xin tường thuật lại về tình hình của tôi trong cái thời gian qua.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nguyễn Bắc Truyển. I live in Saigon, Vietnam. I want to describe the events I've been living through over the past few weeks. On 10th of August 2013, I was invited to meet members of the U.S. Congress Committee on Foreign Affairs who were visiting Saigon. After the meeting, when I stepped outside the hotel, I saw a large number of secret police and security agents waiting outside. I was sure they were going to arrest me. I went back to inform the members of the U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee. They told me to stay inside whilst they called for help. 10 minutes later, two staff members from the U.S. Embassy arrived. After they made some phone calls and looked around outside, they assured me that everything was all right. I could go home safely. I took a taxi to my mother's house in the 4th district of Saigon, where I'm now living. The secret police followed right behind. When the taxi pulled up outside my mother's house, I saw that the place was surrounded by secret police. For the next few days, they kept watch on us day and night. There were at least 10 of them posted there all the time. They worked on shifts so they could keep us under permanent surveillance.
24/24 với số lượng rất là đông, mỗi ca trung bình khoảng 10 người một vụ. Sau khi cái ngày mà Phương Nguyên được án treo và thả ngay sau khi phiên tòa chấm dứt thì chị Bùi Hằng.
On the 16th of August, young activist Nguyễn Phương Nguyên was released. Her 6-year prison sentence was reduced on appeal to a 3-year suspended sentence, and she was released right after the trial. Bloggers and former political prisoners Bùi Minh Hằng, Trương Minh Đức, and a friend called Quang Dũng came to take me to the Redemptorist Church, where a celebration party was being held for her and her family. Secret police followed us from our house to the church. Afterwards, we decided to spend the night at a hotel at 128/5 Pham Ngu Lao Street, District 1 in Saigon, so we could attend the church service for Phương Nguyên and her family the next day. Again, secret police followed us to the hotel. Next morning, when I went to buy breakfast with Trương Minh Đức, the secret police agents came into the hotel and started beating us. Minh Hằng saw them and began filming the scene. First of all, they beat me. Then they beat Thuy Nga, who was carrying her 8-month-old baby in her arms. They tried to grab the cameras and cell phones from Minh Hằng and Đức, but the hotel's security staff intercepted them and escorted them outside. That evening, I took the bus with Minh Hằng, Nguyễn Thường Thủy, and Thuy Nga to the city of Vũng Tàu. The police kept following and harassing us all the way. As Minh Hằng was buying tickets at the Hoa Mai bus station, secret police beat her on the head with a rock. They followed our bus from Saigon to Vũng Tàu and have kept us under non-stop surveillance since then. As I speak to you today, a dozen plainclothes agents and security police are posted day and night outside Minh Hằng's home. They routinely follow and harass her, as well as her siblings and her children. When I took her young son Tum out on my motorbike in the city of Vũng Tàu, police threw stones at him and wounded him in the head.
Thậm chí là con trai của chị Hằng là em Trung cũng bị họ dùng một hòn đá ném thẳng vào đầu khi mà em đang di chuyển bằng xe gắn máy trên đường ở tại thành phố Vũng Tàu. Anh Lê Quốc Quyết là em ruột của anh Lê Quốc Quân.
Lê Quốc Quyết, the brother of detained dissident Lê Quốc Quân, was also attacked after he visited us in Vũng Tàu. Traffic police stopped his car and stood watching while plainclothes security agents beat him brutally. Afterwards, Minh Hằng and some other dissidents staged a demonstration outside the police station in Vũng Tàu Bà Rịa to protest this violence and press the police to write a statement admitting their unlawful act.
Thì ở tại Hà Nội, tình hình của các blogger cũng bị tấn công.
In Hanoi, the situation of bloggers is also very bad. Recently, several bloggers who were holding English classes in their homes were raided by police and arrested for several days. One very disturbing case is that of activist and blogger Yum Aduku. He was arrested in Hanoi on 21st of August 2013, and he's not been heard of since. We have no news of his whereabouts. Many bloggers have had their computers or cell phones confiscated by police. When they went to the police station to ask for them back, they were savagely beaten right inside the police station. This is what happened to Thắng, a blogger in Hanoi.
Đánh đập ở tại đó, như là anh Thắng, một blogger ở tại Hà Nội. Thưa quý vị, trong những ngày qua thì sau khi ông Trương Tấn Sang đi gặp Tổng thống Obama tại Hoa Kỳ,
Ladies and gentlemen, since Vietnamese President Trương Tấn Sang came back from a visit to President Obama in the United States at the end of July, government repression has entered a new, more violent phase. Bloggers and activists are directly targeted. Secret police openly brutalize and intimidate us. They stop at nothing in order to terrorize and repress human rights defenders, bloggers, and dissidents in Vietnam.
Và nặng nề hơn hết là họ ra những cái thông báo về nghị định 72 hạn chế quyền tự do thông tin trên Internet. Đây là một cái nghị định đi ngược lại những cái lời cam kết về tự do Internet của nhà cầm quyền Cộng sản Việt Nam đối với quốc tế.
The government has also adopted Decree 72, which restricts Internet freedom. The decree seriously violates the international treaties Vietnam has signed and its promises to respect freedom of expression.
Chúng tôi xin được thông báo về tình hình như vậy đến các quý vị. Mong quý vị quan tâm về tình hình của Việt Nam để mà ngăn chặn những cái sự vi phạm nhân quyền của nhà cầm quyền Cộng sản Việt Nam.
I want to draw your attention to the plight of bloggers and pro-democracy activists in Vietnam. I urge you to press Vietnam's communist authorities to cease human rights abuses and uphold their international obligations to respect human rights.
Buộc họ phải thực thi những cam kết với các tổ chức quốc tế về nhân quyền. Thưa quý vị, và cảm ơn quý vị rất nhiều.
Thank you very much.